USA Radio News.
French President Emmanuel Macron says his country will remain mobilized to meet Ukraine's needs, including heavy weapons. This was all during a call with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky. All the while, Ukraine troops continue to battle for a key eastern city who is now mostly controlled by Russian forces. Maryland authorities have arrested a man armed with a weapon near the home of Justice Brett Kavanaugh. The Justice Department has charged the 26-year-old man with attempting or threatening to kidnap or murder a U.S. judge. The man, who traveled from California, called emergency authorities saying he was having suicidal thoughts and had a firearm in his suitcase. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The Department of Justice announces the opening of an investigation into the Louisiana State Police following a pattern of beatings of mostly black men by authorities. Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark announced the probe and its goal.
Every American, regardless of race, has the right to constitutional policing.
There's a heat wave coming.
The National Weather Service is predicting a dangerous and deadly heat wave across the Southwest through the weekend. The Weather Service in Phoenix, Arizona is saying over 25 million people are under heat alerts and dozens of daily high temperature records could be broken from Texas to California. Triple-digit highs are expected across the Southwest, with some areas topping 110. Las Vegas could hit 109 on Friday, and Phoenix could hit 115. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Federal prosecutors are stating that Peter Navarro has made, quote, numerous false statements. This is all according to a new court filing urging a judge to reject Navarro's request for more time until his next court hearing. Navarro was arrested last week for refusing to comply with a subpoena issued by the House committee investigating the Capitol riot. Prosecutors have said he was not denied food, water, or a call to a lawyer, which Navarro actually claimed. More than 1,000 pounds of infant formula has arrived to help fight a nationwide shortage. It was flown from Germany to Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. Nearly 2 million bottles will be shipped across the country. Additional deliveries are expected in the coming days. Inflation is high in the UK.
Inflation in the UK is the highest it's been since the early 1990s. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says their recovery from the pandemic has been hindered by the Russian invasion of Ukraine. He says that energy and grain prices are expected to remain high in the short term, but adds that the UK and other allies cannot abandon support for Ukraine.
We are simply not in a position to tell them what to do.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.